It's Team of the Season time. We are joined by Super Will Brazier, Super Mark Goldbridge. Now, lads, before we get into it this season, yeah, it's end of season. We did a mid-season team. It was an absolute shambles. I don't know why, for some reason, Mark, you wanted to do 4-3-3. Yeah, it's a disgrace, absolute disgrace. This was our halfway team of the season, right?
I still agree with most of it.
Do you really? How, I don't know how you can have Kane, Haaland and Rashford as a front three. It's an absolute disgrace. Anyway...
Because you wanted to put Harry Kane on the right wing.
Settle down. This is what we're going to do this time. We are going to decide amongst us, right, what the formation is going to be. We're going to decide what the formation is going to be, and then we are all going to come together and we're going to pick a cumulative team, all right? So we're not going to pick three separate teams. It's all going to be all on the same page, and there's probably going to be some disagreements and it's going to be spicy. It doesn't matter, though, yet. We have to build our team of the season. Deal?
Yeah.
Cool? Formation time, lads.
Yeah, easy. 4-4-2.
I agree.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Fucking 4-4-2. What is it? 1996?
Yes, it is. It's exactly what it is.
Just tell me a team in the Premier League that plays a 4-4-2.
Everton.
Everton.
Yeah, look at what happened to them.
Aston Villa.
They don't.
So we're going to invent. It's all right. We're going to go 4-4-2.
It's like fashion.
I've been voted down, but remember, Goldbridge ball, we wouldn't be playing 4-4-2.
This is our Brexit team, all right?
We are playing
Brexit ball here, all right? We're 4-4-2.
Battered.
It's like fashion, it'll come back around, wouldn't it? 4-4-2, we could be bringing it back and this could be the
Comments
start of
it. Comments are popping already.
No chance,
We've only watched 2 minutes.
Do you know why the people want to see 4-4-2? Let's not beat about the bush, because we want to see two proper strikers.
You want to get Harry. I know exactly what this is. It's the Harry Kane plan.
No.
You can't put Harry Kane in. You can't play him on the right wing, because you got bantered last time.
You can't leave Harry Kane out of this team.
Yes, you can.
Will?
No, you can't.
You can't leave Harry Kane out of this team, can you?
30 goals in probably the worst Premier League side I've ever seen, and then the worst Spurs side.
Haaland and Kane up front.
Yeah.
Car crash.
A car crash? Yeah. It'd be pure goals.
Oh, I hate 60 goals a season.
It'd be 60 minimum.
Yeah, because that's how it works. You add Kane's goals and Haaland's and you score 60 goals.
Kane loves to like pull back and assist.
You don't think that Harry Kane would score 30 goals in a season alongside Erling Haaland and all these other ballers?
No, because it's not FIFA.
Oh, for sure he would.
Sorry,
come
did you
on.
Say ballers?
Absolute ballers.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Why? What do you think I said?
I don't know if you got the. How old are you now? 40. I don't know if you can be saying that.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, the Wrexham money's not coming, and he's using black and white printout.
Yeah, sorry. That's Seb's fault, by the way. He printed it off and gave it to me, and I went, "Have we not got a colour printer?" He went, "Yeah, we have, but I didn't want to use the ink."
He said he didn't want to use it on us.
He's saving that for the Wrexham contract.
All right, come on, let's start. 4-4-2. We're agreed.
This moves on so fast.
We agreed on 4-4-2, yeah?
No, but yes, I'm voted down 2-1.
Congratulations.
It's going to go.
So, that's it. Settled. 4-4-2. That's the formation we're going to play, right?
Yeah.
Should we start with goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Yeah? We're going to start with goalkeeper.
I think we're all agreed on this one, actually.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So, the halfway point, we picked Nick Pope.
Yeah.
Nick Pope was our halfway goalkeeper, right? Having a fantastic season for Newcastle up to that point. We do have a few other options for you. I've got all sorts of stats and bits and bobs here. Right, so I'm going to throw some out there, okay? David Raya. Aaron Ramsdale, Edison, Alisson.
Nice.
Yeah? That's the pick, including Nick Pope, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think we're all pretty much agreed on this one. Interesting fact for David Raya, by the way. Do you know that 10 goals have been scored from outside the box past David Raya this season?
Oh, that's good.
That's a weakness, isn't it?
That's a lot of goals, isn't it? Now, he was the top scoring goalkeeper in Fantasy Premier League this year. You know that. He was the top scoring goalkeeper.
Yeah,
10 goals from outside the area.
Maybe he needs to get down Specsavers. I reckon he might be, what is it, short-sighted or long-sighted. Maybe he's good when he sees the ball in the box, but he can't see it coming outside
Long range
the box
stuff
yet.
He struggles with.
But I always think of what Watto said, you know, I'm always looking for the defenders. Are they kicking a leg out? Even David De Gea's, which I'm sure you two have talked about, but sticking a leg out, is it blocking it, getting in the way of the keeper's vision? You have got to think about these things. We've got
I
to
like
be considerate.
I like it.
It's ridiculous how De Gea's not there when he's got 17, he's the Golden Glove holder.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Golden Glove Award, right?
Yeah.
David De Gea's won it this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely stinking the joint out.
Shouldn't
it be about like points saved, goals saved? Right. Now with all this technology we've got, wouldn't you prefer it? It's like when you're at Watford, you're never going to win Keeper of the Year because not
good enough. It's not good enough. Leave it at that, Will, and move on.
But think of all the... I just think with the technology we've got now, it should be based on that because it brings in everyone into play there.
I totally agree. Do you know what I think you should do, actually? Is I think you should get a little round table of goalkeepers, right? Nice. People in the know. Experts, yeah? Experts in their field, if you like, right? And I think they should sit round the table, five of them, yeah, five, because then you can't have an odd number or whatever, right? And then that's where you decipher it down, all right? And you boil it down to absolutely everything. Of everything they've seen that season, yeah, sure, take clean sheets into account, but it ain't the be-all and end-all, all right? And even though he is the Golden Glove winner, I totally agree, I just don't think he's had as good a season as some of these guys on this list.
This is easy anyway. I don't need the stats. I said this to Tom last night. I said, add this keeper in.
Yeah.
And then he showed me the stats and I thought, well, this is why I know football.
Yeah.
Alisson.
You've gone for Alisson?
I've gone for Alisson as well.
It's easily Alisson.
I'm going to get overruled on the goalkeeper.
Check his stats.
I can't believe it.
Check his stats.
So Alisson played 37 games.
Check it. Goals prevented.
Yes.
He's just trying to help you out then. This is where,
I
don't want
to
do
stats. I'm trying to get
you a glove. I don't want to look
at
stats.
He wants to do expert panels, but he doesn't want to do stats.
I want expert panels from what you've seen with your own eyes.
What, so you want new Big Sam, Tony Pulis around the table. That's what you want.
I want experts who can see those little nuances, yeah? That little, like, aggressive step, that proactive step. Not the reactive step. I want progression, yeah? I want to see you on the front foot. That's the goal that I want to see in my team.
Which Alisson has done.
Alisson, for sure. I'm with you, yeah? I'm not barking down Alisson here, by the way. He is in my top two goalkeepers for the season.
He is the best goalkeeper this season.
He is in my top two goalkeepers this season.
He's going to bow down.
And I'll bow down to majority, for sure. I would have put Nick Pope in.
Oh, I knew it.
I think he's
just because he's done the bloody Fozcast.
I'll get Alisson on, and then he'll be Alisson.
If Alisson comes on, you can go to be my goalkeeper, Alisson. That's the way it will work, all right? But I just think Nick Pope, for watching him with my own eyes, right, to watch how he keeps goal is a thing of beauty.
He's had a good season. He's like the underdog, but Alisson's way better.
And if you actually look at the stats, I'm not a man of the stat. Obviously, you look at the state of me, but he's quite down there. Like, his defensive helped him out a lot more than Alisson's had a lot more to progressive steps, whatever you want
him
to say.
Him and Edison are normally quite close, but if you look at Edison this year, I think he's made half the saves Nick Pope's made. So he's not been as busy. Alisson's been bloody busy this season.
He has been busy.
And that shows. I'd love to see Edison have a season like that where he's busy, because Alisson's the best ball-playing keeper as well.
I'm with you. I totally agree.
100% right? Alisson.
And so one of the stats here on it, Alisson says, goals prevented, 8.52. And I'm just thinking, what? What do you mean?
Well,
what,
it batters
what,
everybody else.
What does that mean, though?
It means he stopped 8.5 goals.
No, he stopped loads more than that. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know how they work.
This is where the stats sometimes for me...
So, are you pro-stat or against stat?
I'm against stats.
Yeah.
I don't like stats. I think especially for goalkeeping, I think you can do it for outfield players a bit more, for sure, yeah? But I think with goalkeepers, you have to know what you're talking about, know what you're seeing, and then look at it with your own eyes.
Who would you give the Golden Glove to, then? If it was based on everything?
I'd give it to Nick Pope. Again, I'd give it to Nick Pope and he'd be in my team. But I will bow to your pressure, lads. I don't mind. I don't mind. We're going to go for Alisson.
I do feel bad because in this position, you are the expert.
But he's wrong.
But that's fine.
Just grow a pair.
You got overrun in the formation.
I will have Alisson then.
Alisson.
He's definitely wrong.
Alisson locked in. You are the goalkeeper. You're in my top two anyway, mate. You're fully deserving of a place in there. All right, so we're playing 4-4-2. We're going to go... should we go to right back? Let's start with a right back, right? Again, I think this is an easy one.
Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah?
It's not debatable. Well, all right then. Is there anybody that comes close to Trippier? Because I can't think of anyone.
No, we had... So, in our halfway team, we had Kieran Trippier. Trippier was the guy at the halfway mark. Other notables is Ben White. That is about your lot so far.
It's poor, really, isn't it? Because I think Trippier has been good this season, but it's poor that in some positions we're going to do, there's so much debate, but it just shows you how underperforming. I mean, to be fair, Wan-Bissaka's had a good end to the season.
Trent had a lovely surge.
He did. He had a really good little surge at the end of the season, which is nice to see. But I think just for pure longevity of the season,
he's played every game.
Every single game. Kieran Trippier.
Yes.
One goal, 7 assists, created 24 big chances, 14 clean sheets for Newcastle, 76% passing success.
You hate stats. Why are you reading them?
Because I think for outfield players, they're a little bit more applicable. Okay. I do. That's actual fact, yeah? That is an actual fact that he did this. Whereas I think with goalkeeping, the save percentage or the save goals, I think it's a little bit more, what's the word?
A bullshit?
Ambiguous.
Ambiguous. ambiguous. That is exactly the word. It's a little bit whoever's doing that stat at that time, he decides that, and I just think, meh. Whereas I think we're fully decided it has to be Kieran Trippier, yeah?
Yeah.
Kieran Trippier?
And just for everything he brings to the team and the leadership stuff as well. That's the sort of stuff you can't really
I play. Totally agree. So we're going Kieran Trippier, locked in. Ben White, notable. Decent season, to be fair. Decent season. He was a centre-back, playing at right-back for Arsenal, had a good season. But Trips, for everything involved, for sure, right? Do you want to go for left-back?
Yeah.
Because it's another interesting one here. And I think I know who you're going to say for this. Maybe. I'm not sure. By the way, we don't know. We do not know all of our thoughts. We have been picking this team over this last week or whatever. We've all written it down. I have actually written mine down on the back of...
I wrote mine down.
You've got it, yeah? That's good.
You wrote it down. I wrote it down.
Okay, whatever you want to say. So we're going to go left backs, okay? We've got a few notable mentions for this one, a bit more than the
I want
right
to know
back.
What you've got for this. He keeps going third.
You go on, you go first. Who have you got?
No. I'm going to tell you the notables Sorry. First. Yeah? Right. I'm going to tell you the
and then you can
I'm
going to
tell
yours.
You the possibilities, all right? So we've got Dan Burn at Newcastle, played every single game this season. Purvis Estupiñán at Brighton, fantastic season, getting forward with assists, creating chances for fun. Tariq Mitchell at Palace, really good season, 36 games played. And then you've got Luke Shaw at Man United, only played in 31%, which is about 80% of the games, but fantastic season for him. The player we had at left back at the halfway mark was Luke Shaw.
Wow.
Do you think it changes?
What do you think?
Yes, I do think it changes.
Who are you going for?
I'm going to go for Dan Burn.
You can't do that.
I can do that.
It's crap.
I can do that.
When's he on the podcast?
He's locked in. He is going to come in soon. And listen, this one is one for me where I had to really think deep down about this one, okay? So, for what I want from my left back, yeah?
I just think it's the overlapping runs and the lovely whip crosses.
Nah, mate.
Pace.
We've got Kieran Trippier who's going to do it on the right-hand side, all right? We don't want to have it
on the left.
We don't want to. We want a solid, yeah? I want a solid left back that's going to go, right, know your role, mate, stay in, especially in this 4-4-2 formation, Brexit team we're playing, right? I want Dan Burn, yeah? He is solid, he's dependable. I know he's going to stay in his slot. He ain't going to get too excited. Let the good ones do that, all right, Dan? Let the good left winger do that. Let them do all that. Have their fun, all right? Purvis Estupiñán, it was a close one. I like this player, yeah? I like him a lot, but I'm going for Dan Burn. It's amazing that Luke Shaw's fell so far down the list for me as well. Go.
He's had a good season, Luke Shaw.
Come on, go.
Dan Burn's a centre-back at left-back, and he's had a good season, but Luke Shaw has played centre-back better than Dan Burn could dream, and he's a much better left-back. I think, for me, it's between Estupiñán, And Luke Shaw. I would have gone Zinchenko, but I think he's fell off.
He fell off
big time.
He hasn't played enough games, has he?
So, I will... Who have you gone for? Dan Burn. Who are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for Purvis.
Ooh. Oh, this is going to get fruity.
Just
then.
Because I want my full-back attacking, he's created the third most chances.
We've got the right-back attacking, though.
Yeah, let's go for him, mate.
All right.
You can't have two full-backs.
And I really want to get a Brighton player in, and I'm worried where else we're going to get a Brighton player.
I've got another Brighton player in here.
We'll find out. I would go Purvis, but with this one, I'm happy to sort of back away and say you two.
No, you go Purvis.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got the deciding vote. I would go Luke Shaw, but if I've got to go between Burn and Estupiñán, I'm going to go...
Estupiñán.
I'm going to go, because I like the idea of getting a Brighton player in. I would have Luke Shaw in, but I will go...
Lovely doing Purvis business with you.
Yeah. He's much better than Dan Burn.
Say it.
Purvis, Estupiñán.
We're going Purvis Estupiñán. He's locked in.
I get one in there. That's
he's
me,
close for me. Again, he's, I don't had a good, mind.
He's underrated as well.
I don't mind bowing to your expertise, lad, because he's in my top two. It was very close between him and Dan Burn. I'll happily put him in there.
And I didn't even know who he was at the start of the season.
Yeah, true that. I knew him from Watford. He was actually at Watford. He never played a minute
really?
At Watford. Yeah, he was at Watford. We signed him from somebody, loaned him out to, I don't know, Villarreal or something like that. They ended up buying him for like 12 million quid or something. Brighton then went and bought him the season after. Crazy. He's a good lad as well, by the way. Somebody's ringing me on my phone. Sorry.
Purvis saying cheers.
Pope, he's got
an Dan Burn.
Jamie's his source.
Pope,
he's left you out. He's left you out.
Pope is absolutely fuming. Right, so we've got the right back, we've got the left back. We're going to go centre backs, lads.
This one could be tricky.
This could be tricky, right? This could be really tricky because we have got so many options for this, right? Let's have a look quickly, though, at the two that we chose at the halfway mark. Making sure my team...
And I disagree with them, I remember.
These were the two we chose, Rafael Varane and Sven Botman. That's who we chose at the halfway mark.
Is that one each, basically? That feels like you've got one each.
Yeah, it was one. I chose Botman, I think, didn't I?
Yeah,
you chose Varane.
Yeah. Can't work this time.
I think this is the beauty of having three people. Yeah. You've got somebody who can make a deciding vote, whereas you would overrule or I would overrule last time. It was mainly you, actually. You picked this team.
You know what annoys me is that in most of the Premier League teams of the season, which we're doing a proper one here,
yeah,
they put Diaz in, and I completely disagree with this. Diaz is not Man City's best centre-back,
yeah,
and I know he's good, but it feels like, you know you get Lineker and all that lot going, Diaz, because they don't watch football and it's like he was good 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Diaz is good, but I think if you've watched football this year, he's not the best centre-back.
Wait, that's I'd
say Akanji's been good, but John Stones has been their best centre-back.
This is why I think
it's
team of the season.
Yeah. Yeah?
It's not who's the best player.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have Leo Messi playing in this league, but if he's not been the best player this season, even though he probably is the best player.
Well, it would be Trent at right back, wouldn't it, or something like
Exactly. So this is based on pure form throughout the season, and not even just form. I think everything he offers, like you say, Trippier, captaincy, Nick Pope, who would have come for everything, he should be in the team, by the way. But again, Alisson, he's like a captain anyway. Do you know what I mean? He leads by example. Centre-backs is a tricky one, lads. It's a really, really tricky one. I've got some absolute, oh my golly, gumdrops.
I just think at some point you've got. So if you're not going to put David De Gea in for Golden Glove and you're not going to put Luke Shaw in at left-back, they are where they are on defence.
Yeah.
So at some point, we've not got a United player at right-back, we've not got the goalie, we've not got the left-back. At some point, you've got to acknowledge Man United's whole season is about defence.
But then, City and Newcastle joint best records in the Premier League.
Yeah, defensive records.
Yeah, but United have only conceded 9 at home all season.
That's a ridiculous stat, by the way. This is a ridiculous record.
They have got a good defence.
It's a ridiculous
record.
People
don't want to acknowledge it. They have. See, I've got to keep Varane in. I have to, because you've got to have a United player in that.
Is that one of your guaranteed centre-backs you think you have to have Varane in there? You think he is
him or Martinez?
Right, so listen to this, yeah? Listen to this list that we've got. This is my shortlist. There are others in there as well. Sven Botman, who was in the halfway team. John Stones. William Saliba.
Again, he's a bit like Martinez, isn't he? Because I think missing the last couple of months of the season probably pushes you out.
Okay, here's a few other notables. Fabian Schär, obviously Ruben Dias. Ben Mee had a fantastic season.
See, Ben Mee feels like trying to get him on for a podcast.
Again, he would be more than welcome.
Yeah.
Who does he play for? Burnley?
Brentford.
Wow, come on.
Burnley been in the
championship for a season. You're so bang out of order. Lisandro Martinez. And I'm going to throw this name in there that I think will be into my starting 11. He will be one of my starting centre-backs. Lewis Dunk.
Oh, if you're going to take the piss, we can go now, because we've all got places to be.
You know, have you noticed how many? I was waiting for this, what his centre-back was going to be, because it would have been Pope, Trippier, Burn and Dunk. They're all
this
bloody
Brexit
English.
FC.
They're all
Brexit
English.
I like it. Dunk's had a great season.
Mike Bassett.
Dunk's had a great season, but come on now.
Yeah. Right?
Varane and Dunk, come on.
I disagree with Varane. I disagree completely.
You've got to put a Man United player in.
No,
why?
You don't.
In the back five.
But you said the home record. They play home and away.
Yeah, but United's... We've won the Golden Glove, which means we've had loads of clean sheets.
Yeah,
if you're not going to give it the goalie, we've got the best clean sheet record. You're not putting a Man United player in the back five.
Yeah, but Casemiro, you could say, is down to the defence.
Well, Casemiro should be in as well.
Well,
let's get this. Get there first.
Well, obviously not, because this is the anti-Man United team.
Has he been the best?
Right, back to defender. I think we're all agreed on Sven Botman.
No,
I don't think I am. You know, I don't think I am.
I've played the game
whatsoever.
I'll go first. I would go Varane and I would go Varane and Stones.
I will go John Stones, guaranteed. I will put John Stones in there.
But he's more of a midfielder now.
True that, but I still think...
Yeah, stepping out in your 4-4-2.
He is that progressive defender now. That is, for the big teams, you need to have this guy now. For a Man City, for a Man United need a guy like this, you know, who can really step out. Not really.
Yeah, bloody hell, you don't watch football.
With absolute authority, like John Stones.
Yes, he does.
John Stones is in there, yeah? John Stones is locked.
Go stay
happy.
I'm not happy.
You've got to. You're going to have to.
All right. You crack on.
So the odd one out here,
it's got to be Sven Botman.
So you're saying Sven. You're saying...
I'm saying any Man United centre-back now, Martinez or Varane.
You've got to pick one.
Well, if it's Stones, I'd probably go Martinez, because right foot, left foot.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, but as an ex-goalkeeper, having that... Newcastle have had a back four that's set for the whole season.
Yeah.
You've had that as well. Yeah. How nice is that, just to know, with that trust?
Oh, I love what you've done there, Will.
You've
lubed him up a bit.
So this...
You've gone as an ex-goalkeeper.
This nicely ties in to my Lewis Dunk suggestion, yeah? This nicely ties in here, right. Yeah? So Lewis Dunk, dependable, big, tall, commanding.
Why is he still talking about
You know what you're going to get from him? He reads a game like an absolute buck, to a T, in fact, right? He is my Mr. Dependable.
So he's saying
at the heart of that defence. John Stones, get the ball.
Tie into my
it's a little
narrative.
Bit like, do you know what it's a little bit like? It's like Rio Ferdinand and Nemanja Vidic back in the day, yeah? You've got that John Stones who go and do a bit, the Rio Ferdinand role.
So you
and then you've got Lewis Dunk. Dunk,
who's
yeah?
Dunk, Rio?
And then Lewis Dunk is the Vidic kind of like, I will try and...
compare Lewis Dunk to Vidic.
I will take a boot in the middle of my face for this team, all right? I will put my heart on the line for everything, all right? That's why I would go for the Lewis
Who
Dunk.
Who we agreed on?
We agreed on Lewis Dunk and John Stones.
No, we didn't agree on Lewis Dunk.
If we put Lewis Dunk in this, by association, we're finished as well as it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And I haven't even started yet.
Right, so who's it going to be then? We've got John Stones locked in.
Botman.
John Stones locked in.
I'll go Botman then.
It's got to be Botman.
I'm going to have to go with it, aren't I? William Saliba, definitely not, no?
Just because of the
I can't
record.
Believe there's no Man United player in the back five. I just want to put it out there.
Well, I can.
Yeah, but there is more to life than Man United.
They won the clean sheet. They got most clean sheets.
Yeah, fine.
Are we going to go with Sven Botman?
I'll have to. Yeah.
Botman, Stones, Trippier, Purvis.
Oh, strong.
Alisson in goal.
I think that's a strong team.
If you put Dunk, I think the fill-in would be cancelled for next year.
I can't believe it. I really don't. Brighton fans, get in the comments down below. Let these two absolute plonkers next to me know how good Lewis Dunk is. He is an absolute player.
I just want to, you know, like those people from the past in history when bad things have happened.
Right.
And then you get done by association. I want it to be absolutely known that I would have had a Man United player. I'd have had two. Most clean sheets in the Premier League and none in there. Come
right,
on.
Let's go into the midfield. Right, this can get a little bit spicy now. This will actually get a little bit spicy. We're playing four across the midfield, all right? So, quickly, defence and goalkeeper sorted. Mark Goldbridge has still failed to put a single Man United player he has not put in that whole defence. Shambles. United through and through my arse, right? That's a disgrace from you, by the way. Not even suggesting a Man United player. Midfield, lads, yeah?
We're screwed now.
Let's go midfield, right? Should we go for the two midfielders? Two central midfielders, okay?
When there should be three.
Are we trying to have a balanced midfield here?
We can't. We're playing two.
We're just going all out.
No, we can do what you want. Well, you want to go all out because you're doing all out defence already. So it's fine. We can do that.
Well, I think we're all agreed on Odegaard, surely.
Take me back to 1996. How does a 4-4-2 work then? Because
you can have it however you want.
So
we can have two
player
We can have two strikers. I mean, even in 96, Venables was playing a 5-3-2. What are we doing? We're playing two strikers
this is
and two
what,
wingers.
This is where it needs to come from. You can play wingers, you can play a diamond, you can play whatever you want to do, all right? This is the beauty of it. I've got enough players here, yeah, that we can, once I've mentioned them, we can decipher exactly what we're going to do. We'll drill down on tactics afterwards, all right?
And these are good players, so they're
these are world-class players. These are the big boys now, yeah? We're getting into, like, superstar territory, all right?
So Odegaard's got to be in there. Goals and assists this season, phenomenal. I mean, I think we're all having a bit of recency bias with Arsenal because they felt falling off at the end of the season, whereas for 90% of the season, absolutely phenomenal. And we haven't got an Arsenal player in there yet.
Right, halfway team was Martin Odegaard.
Exactly.
Halfway team had Martin Odegaard in it, okay?
Don't lie to yourself.
I think I agree with Odegaard, right? This is where we need to really think about our formation here, lads, yeah? Because it's a 4-4-2 for sure, but
it's
this four...
Now.
No, listen, this four can be... It's a fluid four, right? A fluid four. Personally, I would play a 4-1-3-2, yeah? That's what I would do.
Right.
4-1-3-2.
No width, though, then.
No, yeah, true. But I think with the overlapping fullbacks that we're going to have anyway.
What, Dan Burn?
Dan Burn didn't make it into the team.
You know, some ex players, you know they're never going to go into management.
This is an advert
for it.
You're ever thinking about it.
Leeds will give you a good job, actually.
Odegaard, would you get. Yeah, Leeds would. Yeah, this sounds incredible.
Yeah.
If anybody at Leeds is watching by this week, I am available and I will play this team for you.
Well, they're after Gerrard. So
I was
going to
say,
if
Gerrard's got a chance.
Odegaard, what do you think?
I'm just terrified about the formation, but yes, I agree with Odegaard.
Odegaard, yeah. I think we're all agreed on Odegaard.
Yeah, so.
But you've got to put De Bruyne in as well.
I know. You've probably got to put De Bruyne in.
What about Phil Billing?
So,
you're laughing at. That's so disrespectful. Both of you, I don't want to be part of that.
Right, let me list some of the names that we've got in here for could make it to this team. Okay, we've got Jack Grealish.
Yeah, but he's not in this.
I'm just saying he's a possibility.
He's over here.
He's a possibility for a midfielder, right? Jack Grealish, KDB.
Yeah.
Mo Salah.
Yeah,
I take him as a winger. Yeah.
Do you have to have Mo Salah in that team? Bukayo Saka.
Yeah.
Martin Odegaard.
Yeah.
Rodri.
They're only candidates, yeah.
Rodri.
Yeah.
These are candidates,
yeah.
I'm not saying this is the team.
I don't know, but your team.
This is where we need to shuffle the pack of the formation a little bit, yeah? Rodri. Gundogan.
Yeah.
Mitoma.
Yeah.
They have to be considered. Rashford, you could put in there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wait, keep reading the list.
Casemiro.
Yeah. I'll put Casemiro was, incidentally...
Bruno Fernandes.
Okay.
He doesn't like Man United.
Casemiro was in the halfway team, by the way. Yeah. I don't like Man United. I put Varane, Casemiro and Rashford in
Philip
the halfway
Billing. Team. And that's because it was a two-way.
Philip Billing. Bruno Guimaraes.
Philip Billing ain't going to go.
Yeah, Bruno Guimaraes, good.
Bruno Guimaraes is a
we've
shout.
We've got to have a Bournemouth player in here.
He is a shout. Bournemouth are not getting any players in here.
We've got to have a Bournemouth.
Look at
his
stats.
I don't care.
Has he been one of the best midfielders in the whole Premier League?
But you said at the start of this video, it should be about the best player for that team and the best player for that season, not the best players for the... Help me here, please. For the...
Has he been better than any of their names that I've mentioned there?
I say Philip Billing for Ballon d'Or.
If you put Philip Billing in, people would just turn off
right now.
People are saying Billing for Ballon d'Or, and that's not just me.
Listen, I appreciate everything you've done for us, right? But if you mention Philip Billing one more time, right? Dunsky, you're off, yeah? Done.
We'll let the comments decide. You'll either be a hero or a zero.
An absolute
I think
zero.
I know which way this is going.
Right, come on, we've got to think clearly about this.
All right, I'd go for probably Philip Billing.
No.
No, I'd go... I'd go...
What about Billing?
Billing could work.
Right, if we're going to put Odegaard in there, I think we need a little bit of a holding midfielder.
Oh, God.
And there's two possibilities, all right? I think we need to have either a Rodri or a Casemiro as the 4-1. For the one, the one holder.
Should we give Deal? Casemiro to Mark then?
Has he been better than Rodri?
Yeah.
What?
But you've got to, at some point, acknowledge the fact that Man City are an attacking side. They don't get tested defensively.
Because Rodri does such a good job.
Manchester United have built their success on defence. I think Casemiro, you take him out of that team, they're not even in the top six.
If you agree with the fact that you think Casemiro has been better than Rodri this season, it's a shambles.
Well, you just did threaten me about Philip Billing, so I'm going to go for Casemiro.
You're a scumbag.
Yeah, fine.
You're an absolute scumbag.
I think you're like all the rest on Sky. And
no,
BG.
I love Casemiro.
I don't think you watch matches.
Again, right.
You're down the pub, aren't you?
This is
snooker.
Not a slander of Casemiro here, right? I'm a big fan of Casemiro. I think he does an incredible
he's
job.
Better than Rodri.
He's one of the top two holding midfielders in the Premier League, yeah? Probably in world football.
You know what he is?
I'm there.
It's because he plays for Man United. If we were talking about Casemiro last year when he was man of the match in the Champions League for Real Madrid, it'd be, oh yeah, Casemiro's the best in the world. Now he comes to Man United. Nah.
It's an anti-Man United bias then. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. That's all this is, right?
But how many games has Casemiro missed though? Because I don't want to say it, Mark, a little bit filthy.
He can be a bit of a hothead. He's missed about seven games through suspension, all right? Yeah. That's all I'm going to say there.
But he chokeslammed someone in the summer.
He did, do.
He likes wrestling.
Right, he's in for me.
Yeah.
I love him.
Casemiro played 28 games this season.
It's enough. He's in.
He got 4 goals, 3 assists, and created 7 big chances.
Look at how many goals did Rodri get this year?
So hold on a minute. Hold on. Rodri, right? Let's have a look at the stats for the season. 36 games played, 2 goals, 6 assists.
Plays for Man City, though.
Yeah, for sure, I agree. But his job role is not to really get forward and do too much like that.
Oh, come on. John Stones and bloody Diaz are on the edge of the
penalty box. Casemiro in ahead of Rodri?
Give me Casemiro stats. I know you don't want him.
Casemiro has played only 28 games.
Yeah.
Only 28, so that's like about 78% or something like
goals?
That. 4 goals,
oh, four
two
goals.
More than Rodri,
yeah.
And only 3 assists, which is half the assists that Rodri got.
But it's like getting a centre-back scoring record. You wouldn't really look at it, would you?
Can we have a look at the pass success?
So we need it.
By the way, Rodri, 92%. Casemiro, any guesses?
80-something.
79%.
But he's passing to McTominay.
Yeah, and he's playing for Man City with a cigar and slippers on, going, here you go.
That's for you.
Casemiro, get
him
in.
I don't know, I actually might have been
don't
swayed.
Don't change your mind. Definitely don't.
What are you saying?
Think about your career.
All right, okay.
This is for the holding role. This is for the holding role. You can't bully people,
I didn't.
Right? You can't bully people.
I didn't.
Bullied me there.
This is for the holding role, right? So we're playing 4-1. We agree on this, yeah? 4-1.
I'd probably play them both,
3-2.
To be honest.
No, you can't play them both.
I would, because I'd go 4-2-2-2.
Diamond. That sounds like a Gareth Southgate-type formation, that does.
No, nothing wrong with that. She's a great
bloke. You set the formation.
That's I'm just saying. You are anti-GGS, and that is exactly the sort of formation.
Casemiro.
What do you want?
I want Rodri.
Right.
This is all on you, Will Brazier.
It all comes
down to this. Can you look into that camera there that's pointing straight at you and go, for my holding midfielder, I am going to plump
Eurovision.
I am going to plump for, and then da da da.
It'd be interesting if there is no Manchester United player in this team this season, considering they came third and got to two cup finals and won the most clean sheets.
The talking's been done already, right?
Yeah, but when we won the League Cup, did you get in team of the season?
No.
Exactly.
Quite right.
And you, and they both won the same cup.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
We got third in the league,
most clean sheets.
My name's Will Brazier, and for the defensive midfield selection, I would like to choose Rodri.
Yes! I'm proud of you. I would have put Philip Billing in personally, but I'm proud of you, all right? Casemiro in the mud, Rodri all day long. That's exactly what it should have
been. Just because I feel United have had an average season.
You are a strong, independent man. You know that.
Yeah, I am.
Strong, independent man. And you say what you want to say.
So we're all agreed on Billing for next
time. I'm just here for the comments. I think there was a chance to rescue this, and I think it's just gone.
Right, boom. We've got our two midfielders sorted, right? Rodri's the holding midfielder. Odegaard just ahead of him, chilling in that little midfield bit. We need the right and left side of this from like the three, basically. We need the right and left side of this.
We're just going front. These should be pointed out because I know people are saying about the formation, but these should just be wingers.
Yeah.
Out and out wingers.
Okay. If you want to do that, it's not a problem.
It's getting worse. So we're not putting Kevin De Bruyne in. We're not putting Kevin De Bruyne in.
Yeah. He's right wing.
Where's Mo Salah going to go?
Left wing. No, we do need to get KDB
Can KDB oust Martin Odegaard then?
No, you've done it now. He's locked in. We all voted Odegaard.
Nothing's indelible here.
I really think we can play a three. And I know we were big on Mike Bassett ball earlier, but let's bring it back. Let's get KDB in there for a three. Yeah. And then we do
a three.
Kane and Haaland up top, and then Salah just in behind.
I'm not averse to that. So it'll be 4-1-2-1-2.
Yeah.
4-1-2-1-2.
We've missed out there. This. Apart from Man United players.
Where's Salah playing?
Cam.
What? What's De Bruyne doing playing golf? What's Odegaard doing?
He's a midfield player, deep line playmaker.
What's Odegaard doing then? Making the tee. This is fucked.
I'm just suggesting, guys. I'm just spitballing.
I
think we need to keep it 4-1-3-2, lads. I do. I think we're overcomplicating all of this, right? It has to stay a 4-1-3-2.
Also, this is a fictional team. It doesn't really matter.
True that. We have to have Kevin De Bruyne in it, lads.
Yeah, we've got to put Kevin De Bruyne
in. We have to have Kevin De Bruyne.
Okay, Kevin De Bruyne is in, and now we've got how many slots?
Hold on. For Rodri.
Yeah.
Odegaard, is he still in there? Let's wait on Odegaard, okay? We can do 3-2, yeah? Kevin De Bruyne has to be in there.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, okay. He does. He has to be in there. But if we play this three as a not out and out wingers, De Bruyne can be in there. Yeah. We can have Salah in there as well.
Yeah.
And Odegaard.
What's the big word we said today? Fluid.
Well, this is like England when they had no left wingers.
Right, look. So we're going to go Rodri, yeah? There. Right, so that's, imagine that's like the centre circle. He's just there, yeah? That's where Rodri sits, right? Now we are to have Midfielder, front. Okay? So who is going to sit in these nice little three? You know what I'm doing here, by the way. Rodri there, boom. Position. Kevin De Bruyne has to go in that three. Well, he can't go there, and he probably won't go there. Can we put him there?
Yeah, that's where De Bruyne plays.
Can we put him there?
Yeah.
Ahead of Odegaard?
Cam.
He has to play Odegaard to the left.
Really?
His left foot.
And then Salah on the right?
Yeah.
Just like a little inside forward job.
Let's put KDB in the middle. Yeah? Are we happy with this?
Yeah.
Can we get some murmurings?
I haven't been happy since minute one, but...
Can we get some murmurings from the gallery here a little bit? Like, are we happy with KDB in that middle part, lads?
Getting crucified in the comments for this, Ben.
No chance.
You butchered this format.
No chance. This is absolute gold.
4-4-2 fucked us, basically.
No, 4-4-2 is the way forward.
But look at this. We're versatile. We're moving. We're working
exactly
together.
That's exactly what we are. Exactly
these players are going to be, like, staring at the ground going, get my agent.
Are you for real? He's going to be looking around going, it's Mo Salah over there, it's Martin Odegaard there, and I've got Rodri behind me, and then two big boys up there.
He did want Dan Burn at that time.
And also, look, Pep puts a team sheet out every week. You tell me when John Stones played centre-back.
No chance, mate. He goes, lads, you know what, right? This is your remit, yeah? You can go into that position if you want, yeah? Make sure you get back.
Make sure
you get back. But you can go into there if you want.
Yeah.
Go and do that. Have a nice time, lads, right?
That's
exactly what he does.
That's quite Neil Warnock.
Basically, yeah. So KDB is in there, right? Is in that he's the first midfielder. He's like the attacking midfielder, central, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool?
Yeah.
On the right-hand side, who are we going to go for? I think it has to be Mo Salah, lads.
Well, I think it has to be Mo Salah.
I think it has to be a Mo Salah.
Why not Saka?
True. Do you want me to read you some stats out here, lads?
Well, Mo Salah's got 30 goals, for four seasons in a row again?
I do like Salah, but I think Saka's had a very...
Right, so Bukayo Saka played in all 38 games, as well as Mo Salah. Mo Salah played in all 38 games. Bukayo Saka, 14 goals. Mo Salah, 19 goals. Saka, 11 assists. Mo Salah, 12 assists. Saka, 8 big chances created. Mo Salah, 15 big chances. Mo Salah has trumped in absolutely everything.
It's the Harry Kane syndrome, where he's been playing in a bad team and done extraordinarily well. And Liverpool have been absolutely pants until the last 8 games of the season. And Mo Salah's been not as... He's probably a bit unfortunate for his own standards, isn't he? He's playing below those, but he's still 30 goals in all comps.
This has probably been his poorest season for Liverpool, yet he's still scored 19 goals, 12 assists, 15 big chances created.
But you've also got to take into account that Arsenal have massively overexceeded, and Saka's been a massive part of that.
I totally agree. I'm with you.
I would go, look, if you're going down on pure talent here,
no,
it's got to
we're
be
not
Salah.
Doing, we're doing player
yeah,
of the season.
But it's close, isn't
teams
it?
Of the
it's
season.
Close. It's close, that's what I mean. I find it difficult to choose. So if I'm I was going
Salah.
Down on pure, I'm picking a team,
right.
I'd have to take Salah because he's the better player.
No, but we're not on this
no,
season.
No, but that's what I'm just saying. On pure season... I'd probably sway... it's difficult.
What are you saying? Putting you on the fence? I've got a gun to your head.
Do you know what, right? If Bukayo Saka wouldn't have had the last 6-8 games of the season that he had... If he wouldn't have had the last 6-8 games of the season, he is an automatic in this position. He is a guaranteed automatic.
I think over a 38-game season, people get... This is why people say Arsenal bottled it. They got 43 points from the first 48. Liverpool ended the season well. Arsenal ended the season badly. But Liverpool started the season badly, and Arsenal did.
Okay.
So we're probably recency biased with Salah.
Yeah, 100.
This is exactly where it comes. Do you know when the PFA awards come round?
Yeah, you'll see.
So guaranteed, Gundogan will be in there. I guarantee you, it'll be Kevin De Bruyne will be in there. You'll have all the players who, in the last six weeks... All the players in the last 6 weeks ripped it up will be in the team of the season. That's all that matters.
I'm happy to go either way. I don't like sitting on the fence, but I'm happy to go.
I think we have to go Mo Salah. I do. I think we have to go Mo Salah.
Yeah, well, I had him down.
Mo Salah on the right of that three. That's a heavy midfield, by the way.
Did we have Saka in last time?
Yeah, we had Saka in last time. Mm. We didn't have Saka in.
We had Salah last time, isn't it?
And you picked that team. You had that team at the
We had Xhaka at the halfway point last year.
Yeah, because we played a 4-3-3.
Yeah, that'd be why.
So if you're not picking him in your team when it's the height of Saka, you're asking me to do that.
Look at that team. Look who's on the right wing.
Yeah, he'd do a job.
That's
unselfish.
That's basically Saka in a Spurs shirt.
We need to pick the other midfielder here. We need to pick the left-hand-sided one of these midfielders.
Put Odegaard because he's left-footed.
I agree. I think we have to put Martin Odegaard in there. Not only because he's left-footed, but I think just for the season that he's had, he has been one of the best midfielders in the Premier League this season.
And his numbers are, like, what's it,
17
ridiculous. Goals, 15
so
assists?
So I'll give you some... Martin Odegaard. 37 games, 15 goals, wow. 7 assists and 14 big chances created. We've got to put him in there, lads.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And he trended all the way up.
All the way through. He's been golden all the way through. And he was one of my day one OG fantasy Premier League midfielders. When you could pick from... Bukayo Saka, Gabriel Martinelli and Martin Odegaard. Nice. Thankfully, I plumped for Big Martin and he's just... What a bargain. I think he's like 6.5 million or something like that. What a player.
Did you win your fantasy league?
No, did I? Don't want to talk about it. I fell off the last few weeks. I missed a couple game weeks, missed a few deadlines and it just goes out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what we're playing. We're playing 4-1-3-2. Okay, yeah. We've got the mainstay of the team. We've got the mainstay of the team. We've got Rodri in that holding role. We've got Mo Salah, Kevin De Bruyne and Martin Odegaard. And then top two, the big boys.
Yeah.
Do we need really debate about this? I've got some notables. Let's go through some notables. We're just going to go through the motions, all right? So in our front three last year, by the way, a world-class front three at that as well, Harry Kane, Erling Haaland, Marcus Rashford. Marcus Rashford's not been really spoke about this team of the season,
has he? Playing a 4-4-2.
We just haven't mentioned him in general, have we, really? That's all I'm saying. Okay, let's talk about forwards then, okay, yeah? We've got Harry Kane, Erling Haaland, Ivan Toney.
Yep.
Ollie Watkins.
Banned, though, can't play.
Oh, yeah, true that. He can't get into the team because he's banned, for sure. Ollie Watkins.
No.
But it's kind of... they just
Watkins has had a very good season.
Very streaky, though.
I think...
and that's facts.
It's true. I'm with you. I totally agree. I think it writes itself, these front two.
Yeah, Phil Billing, Harry Kane.
Between them, a dickhead, between them, 70 goals if they were in that team.
Yeah, nice. And what's the word of the day from this video? Fluid. Kane, pull back. Odegaard.
Billing, to be honest.
Do you know what? Even Erling Haaland works back, you know.
Does it?
Erling Haaland drops in deep sometimes, you know. He will drop.
Look at that goal at the weekend, won that header.
Exactly that.
1 minute in.
He will win you stuff, flick on stuff, get forward, get back. He'll work, mate. This is the beauty of this 4-1-3-2 formation, lads, that everybody just fills in for each other. Everybody's so on the same wavelength, yeah. Because me as a manager, I've set the tone. Yeah, I've set the tone for the team. And everybody knows they can do what they want. They can have freedom to express themselves if they really want. But get back and work, lads. Do it for the team, yeah? That's what we're talking about.
You know what? I've got the thumbnail for you. It's not a normal one. It's one of them coach's voices masterclass, because this is what we've just delivered right here.
I think so too.
Just get our face in the thumbnail and we've delivered.
I think you agree with this as well.
People will look back on this day and
say, all over your face.
They've changed.
Groundbreaking.
I just think bravery would remove Harry Kane and you play a 4-3-3.
You can't remove Harry Kane.
30 goals.
You can't remove Harry Kane.
It's like having two goalkeepers.
It's his best ever Premier League season, right?
Okay.
You cannot remove Harry Kane from that front.
You only have one striker.
Nope, not in this.
Put him on the bench.
Haaland, Kane. Thank you very much.
Harry Kane, Kane.
Desperate to get him on the podcast.
Who? Kane?
Yeah. Obviously.
Harry Kane is more than welcome on the podcast, I won't lie.
He'll be coming on now. He'll be loving this.
Welcome on that.
He'll be sat on the beach watching it going, oh, God.
You give it another him. Give it another 6 months, yeah, when he's playing in that red Manchester United shirt, you're going to be going, what a good idea that was, putting him in your team of the season. Because it's inspired him to carry on with Man United and break records. That's what you're going to say.
I think if you put Harry Kane and Erling Haaland in the same team, neither of them get 20 goals. Like, it's going to get in everyone's way.
This is pathetic. This is almost up there with that Rory Watson thing that he said at the beginning of the season, where he said...
Rory Jennings.
Rory Watson's the goalie at Wrexham.
What's he been saying?
I love you, Rory. I love Rory. Rory Jennings, that's the one, yeah. This is up there with that Rory Jennings statement, you know, of he won't score. What did he say, 15 goals a season?
No, he said he's flop.
Yeah, absolute shambles. Disgrace of a statement to make.
I'd like to see the experiment. I just wouldn't want to be anywhere near associated with it as a team this season.
All right, can anybody and everybody please that's watching this video, I know you're all probably agreeing with me and Will here, this is groundbreaking, just let us know what you think about our team. I don't think there's much you could change here. There's probably a few positions which are a bit sort of, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think you have to get this team working somehow. You do.
Well, you have to now.
Yeah, you do. I think you just, these are the sort of team where you put it together and you go, lads, you've just got the ability to work this out amongst yourself, you know.
Yeah.
I've set the tone, you know what to expect, I know what to expect, go and deliver.
We're almost tricking them, we're going 4-4-2 here, but we're not really doing that, are we? You'd be silly to believe we're playing 4-4-2, yeah.
Sloppy, falling right into our hands.
It's funny, I look at it and I think it's pretty average.
What? Mm. This is a world.
So who would you have? You Rashford in there?
No.
Casemiro in there.
I'd go 4-3-3.
Alessandro Martinez in there. David De Gea.
I'd have width for a start. So I'd only have Haaland in. And I'd probably play Saka and Salah.
But what you've got to remember is this team isn't playing anybody.
No, it's not. Definitely not.
And I think what you need to understand is as well, on paper, it looks like it's a narrow team, right? It isn't. Pretty. When we get the ball, we're an expansive team, right? Players stretch the pitch, right? We only play narrow when we lose the ball. What's the stat about Man City this season? When they've got the ball, they are the widest team. When they haven't got the ball, they're the narrowest team, because they work and they get back in. That's exactly what these boys will do, all right?
We'll let the comments decide.
All right, well, that's our team. Let us know what you think about it. I personally think it is absolutely world-class. Alisson in goal, Kieran Trippier, Sven Botman, who else have we got in defence? Lewis Dunk. John Stones and Purvis Estupinan. And then we've got Rodri, holding midfielder. Mo Salah, KDB, Martin Odegaard, and of course the two big boys, which everybody has to have in their team. If you don't have Kane and Haaland in your team, then you're doing it wrong. It's as simple as that, yeah?
Amen, preach.
Well done, lads. We came together. We all agreed on it. Everybody is happy. Everybody's got a smile on their face. That is the football fill-in team of the season. Get in the comments down below. No hate, all right? No abuse. No, just keep it.
Just be honest.
Keep it civilized.
Just give it what you think.
Keep it civilized. Love you lots. I'll see you soon. He's going to get dogs abuse.